Joe Media Production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine.
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change. And 300 for my chain.
So this is part two of the bullshit.
Yeah.
This is part two of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Who's bullshitting?
Your bullshit. I'm not going to lie to you. You have been wilding, but I appreciate the fact that
she did say she was on 12.
That you
so
can
she
wild.
Gave us a preference.
Yes, welcome back.
If you haven't heard, this is part two of last week. Whenever this decides to come out, this is part two of last week's
You got to go listen to part one.
You got to go listen to part one to bring you here. It's extremely important.
It's very much important.
Everyone's mental health is the same because we have not gone
anywhere. No. It's been an hour and these motherfuckers, listen.
But no, nothing has changed.
No, from an undisclosed location in Baltimore County, y'all motherfuckers done drank like half a bottle of Jose. How are you feeling, Hugo?
Jose.
I'm sorry, I have a bottle of Casa.
They're on Casa.
I'm feeling amazing.
I did not touch Jose.
Are you still, I think Alex was at a 7. You still at a 7?
Are you still at a 7? Did we, I'm trying to say this without sounding gay. Did we.
I appreciate your need for pause.
Thank you. So we have. We'll take that. We've risen his mental health as far as this recording is concerned.
Right, because you was only, I think, at like a 7. How are you now, Alexander Hamilton?
Wow.
Hamilton. Y'all ever watch that play?
Nope. That was my old.
Yo, I think I got bars. ADHD.
Anyway, right. You do. Okay. I'm at 8 and a half. Give me 8.
Hey, he done went about a point and a half. Whoop, 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 whoop.
And I told you that we would do that. Now, there was a fourth topic that wasn't fully.
It's two topics that weren't fully.
It was just like, okay, well,
yeah, yeah, we got two topics.
Do we whose do we want to start with? Because you're still looking.
Oh, no.
Okay,
we're gonna start. We're gonna start with for those who don't know, since I guess you're coming back a week later. It is the Chilling with Liz podcast. Mm-hmm. I am joined by my co-host,
mm-hmm.
No Name Kay.
It's me.
I am also joined by two special guests.
The usual.
Hugo.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Hey. We love the Spanish. Rosetta and I'm also Stone. Joined B&B. By the intellectual asshole.
What up?
Little IA across from me. Not to be confused with ChatGPT, which is an AI. This is about to have an hour that we about to have. So as usual, as a man, he's not prepared. So I think in one episode actually, Hugo talked about shooting shots. Yo, I am mm-hmm. the queen. Yeah. My gun stays loaded. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can't relate.
In 2024, I'm gonna do better.
What gives you the?
I don't know.
Courage.
Yeah, confidence.
Yeah, that.
I don't really know. But for me, I feel like my gun is always loaded. Like
it is.
It I've is seen like it personally. Shots be fired for no reason, and then afterwards, even I as a woman, I look back and I'm like, there was no need to fire those shots. Why?
Because you don't even want him.
Why did you let the clip go like that, sis? I work on that. I promise y'all, the listeners, that in 2024, Liz will attempt to work on not.
I was about to say attempt.
Not letting the clip just go. I can't. No promises, though. No promises, because I'm from West Baltimore, and everybody knows from West Baltimore, we be shooting them shots.
And that's why you shoot them, because you're from West Baltimore.
So, but today for part two, we're actually, so last week, right, it was mine and Juice's topics. So today I actually want to pick up with while we were planning this episode, right? Because we know that Brittany loves an outline. There was some planning that went into. Hi, Brittany. I'm not letting up off of Brittany. I don't care.
Poor Brittany.
I'm finna text Brittany when this episode comes out. I'm sending it to your DMs. Hi, Brittany. How are you? Brittany, please. Brittany and Shaq, please come to this undisclosed location in Baltimore County. I would love to have both of you on the Chilling with Liz podcast. Please. I beg you. I will make it work to your schedule. Anywho, so today we do have two topics from my co-host and from our special guest. I guess we're going to start with the intellectual asshole. Alex, are you ready with your topic?
Yes, I am. So there's a video floating around.
Go ahead, describe it.
All right, so there's a video floating around on Instagram and social medias and whatnot. Where there is a live interview where they're in the mall or somewhere, and they're like, hey, They're asking a bunch of women and a bunch of men the same question. The question is, do you think that men prefer BBLs or natural? And all the women said natural, all the guys said BBL. And this leads to my point of women don't know men. Just like how we say, just like how y'all say we don't know women, y'all don't know men. We tell y'all to y'all face what we like, what we want, and y'all say like, nah, that's not what you want. You want this. Here you go.
Here's or a BBL.
Do you prefer natural bodies or BBL bodies?
Natural.
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 Do you think?
Okay. I've peeped the video. Alex and Hugo over there, because Alex is pouring some juice.
Yeah.
So the question is to either one of y'all. Do y'all have a reason for why you think women feel this way? I'll start with Hugo. Do you have a reason why you think women feel that way?
Yeah, y'all retarded.
Okay. Women are retarded.
Off rip.
It's off rip.
No
short
bullshit.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet. I love that.
I think, and with all due respect, I think y'all stupid a little bit. I think y'all retarded. I think you slow. I don't think you really comprehend.
Y'all about to hold hands?
Anything.
Well, he had that good grip, huh?
Whoa. What?
I'm about to go home.
Oh, hey, no.
I'm about to leave.
For the record, it was on the bottle.
That is crazy. But I think y'all are retarded. Simply put.
Adios mio.
Simply put, that's my feeling.
Okay. Intellectual asshole. Why do you think women feel this way? Because clearly the video shows that the majority of the women interviewed thought that men prefer BBLs, and men on the flip side said natural. So why do you think that women think this?
I think I said on the last episode, I said it before, but because y'all are looking for a particular type of nigga, and that nigga that y'all want the attention from, he wants that aesthetic of a woman with this type of a body and looks this way and whatnot, makeup, fat ass, slim, whatever. So y'all gonna pay attention to this group, this pool of men that say this is what they want, but because the majority of women are looking at this small pool of men, y'all are saying that the whole population of men want this type of woman, and that could be any further from the damn truth.
Follow-up question to that. Who is in that pool of men? Are these men with money? Are these affluent men?
Yeah, yes. These the niggas that all the women's like, oh, they want a nigga with six figures, can take care of them, and, you know, be a provider.
And you're not getting none of that shit.
So the type of men that women aspire to be with, men who are financially successful,
you're not gonna get
who
it.
Look good, prefer women. Prefer women with BBLs.
Not gonna get it.
I mean, even if we're not gonna get it, right? So I'm just listening, right? Because y'all claim women don't listen.
Because y'all don't.
I'm listening, right? Mm-hmm. So based on what you have told me right now, women want to attract the type of men that are financially stable.
Do y'all?
We do. We want financial.
Do y'all want to attract that?
I don't think y'all just
want that. Y'all don't want to do what it takes to attract that.
But I mean, if what it's from what Alex just said, what it takes to attract that is to have a BBL. That's what Alex just said. Those type of men want the women who look like ants. You want me to be the extra in ant life.
Yo, I don't even think, and this is my humble, incorrect opinion. I don't even think niggas want a woman with a BBL.
Niggas with money or regular niggas?
People, period. I don't think they want a woman with a BBL. They just want a woman. That's
so
it.
Any warm body will do. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't think no one specifically. Yo, she got to have a junk. I think once you had your first woman that has had a BBL, now you're in the vicinity, the crowd, that network of people who do that.
Okay.
I've never had a woman who's had a BBL, I don't believe. So to my knowledge, I've never had that. So I'm not hanging around the women with BBL. I'm not hanging around that crowd. I'm hanging around the regular women crowd.
All right, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm rewatching this video. The niggas that say they want natural, I don't think any of, like, these niggas.
Stop thinking. As a woman, stop thinking. Seriously.
I fucking hate you.
Seriously, as a woman,
no,
stop thinking.
No, but looking at these men, right?
They said what they wanted, and
but,
now
yeah,
you're going
but
deeper.
Looking at these men, these aren't the type of men that I think will want a BBL. Like, these are regular schmegular niggas, yo. One of these niggas is 5'2". A nigga with 5'2 shouldn't want a bitch with a BBL. You're 5'2. You're 5'2.
But you can
you can't handle that ass. You can't even reach it.
The point that I'm trying to make is that only women think this.
No, I don't think so. I think women want to attract the type of men. If you want a women nigga want who's 6'4", women want to a millionaire, attract
the attention of other women.
In black. Because honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like white men are not attracted to BBLs. Personal opinion. I do not think that white men are attracted to BBLs. White men with money. And this is as someone who has dealt with white men with money. They are attracted to natural
white
women.
White men want white women.
Hold on,
hear me out.
Go ahead.
White men want white women who have minimal body mass, minimal fat. They want a woman that run all day and she just all cardio. That's it, no weight. It ain't a curvaceous body. I mean, fat on her bone. Like, she don't have nothing on her bone.
From a woman, I think that's what they want in white women. I think for black women,
because that comes with it. If you get one of them small stature, and shout out to my petite black women.
Where's my? I'm not a petite black woman. I'm 4'11".
You're short. I'm petite. You're not petite.
Did you just call me fat?
No, I said you're not petite.
Alex. You're not petite. You're the gym person. Mm-hmm. If I were to come to you for training, would I fall into the petite, the regular, or the fat bitch?
Regular.
Thank you. You're not petite. Why?
You're short, but petite meaning like you're small in stature.
You're not skinny.
And you're slim.
Yeah, you're not.
You're
bad.
Not slim.
Sorry, call
but
me
you,
fat?
But you're not.
No.
You're not a big girl either.
This is an example of a woman not listening.
I am listening.
No,
I think I'm petite.
You're actually doing a lot of talking while he's talking.
So you're calling me fat while I say no. Because
you just called me fat.
No, he didn't call you fat.
I didn't use the F word.
It's one way or the other. Either I'm tiny or I'm not.
That's not life.
That's
how women think.
I'm sorry.
I'm giving y'all insight into how women think.
Okay. Don't even
either,
want it.
Either we are petite or we are fat. Like,
I'm sorry that y'all think that.
I think in women world, there is no regular. Either you're a big black woman or you're a tiny black woman.
Well, you're neither.
I think the regular, like the mid-sized woman, I think that's a white category. I ain't going to hold you.
It's not.
I'm not saying it. It is.
The white woman would be considered
to black women. To black women.
The white woman is more of a petite type thing.
There are mid-sized black women.
I know there are, but so y'all don't think that mid-size is a thing in y'all community.
Not in black women.
It is.
No, black women are either petite or they're fat.
That's not it.
That's how we feel.
But sorry, you're wrong. Your feeling isn't a fact.
But I will say, I feel like this feeling had to come from somewhere.
Your Who head, did
it
come from?
No, no, no. It came from men.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
It came from men.
Sorry.
It came from men.
Sorry. Sorry, that couldn't be any further from the truth.
I don't think any woman is looking at another woman and saying, oh, you regular.
They actually are, because women hate.
I think they might say they're regular in the face. I don't think as far as body type,
they mean in totality. That's what they mean. They mean in totality.
I think you're either regular or you're big. So my co-host is now coming back. Co-host K, do you think for women... Have you ever seen where women look at other women? So what you missed, Kay, is the men are telling me that I'm regular. I'm not petite. I'm not BBL. I'm just regular. And my point is that in the black woman community, there is no regular. You're either small or you're big. Like, I feel like black women don't have a regular category.
Okay.
Can I get your feedback on this?
I see that. I personally would consider you petite with an ass.
What the fuck?
Because she's short. She's short, so she's petite. But she's Cuban, so she has an ass. So that's what I'm saying. I do apologize for my absence. I had to take care of business.
But Kate, I guess the other thing that you missed was, where does that come from? Like, in the black community, you know how in the white community, right, they have anorexic white girls, they have regular, like the mid-size, this new category of white girl, and then they have big white girls. My point was that in the black community, you're either petite or you're big. Like, we don't really have that middle.
That's how it was for a long time. I think just recently, as of maybe the last, we'll say 5 years, we're getting into that mid-size that covers a wide range from slim thick to thick, but not overweight or, like, heavy, my 600-pound life type shit. I feel like the black community has a mid-size. It's recently...
Me, I'm 30 years old. I feel like growing up, the midsize was never acknowledged.
Never.
It was either. So I've always been. This is the first time I've been told that I'm not petite. I've always been like, yeah, you petite, you slim thick, right? Some new shit that niggas have made up, right? Because that shit came from fucking Fabulous, right? Slim Thick.
It did.
So yeah. I went from being, oh, you're petite, you're fun size, you're mini size, whatever the fuck.
You're fun. You would be considered fun size over petite. Yeah,
but I've never been considered regular today.
But see, here's the thing. You gave us three options, and then you just threw fun size in there. Like, you can't, you said petite, regular, fat. We both said you're short. So you're small, but you're not heavy set. You're not overweight. You're not, or what some people say, big bone. You're none of that. You're small. But you're also not like a skinny stick ass woman either.
So it's petite skit? Like a stick?
Yes. Somewhat slick stick ish.
What would Fab say? Slim thick with your cute ass?
Yeah.
I'm not saying slim thick, but for me, I'm just saying from a woman's perspective, right? Slim thick.
Petite is skinny.
Either, when I think of slim thick, right? And Kate, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Slim thick is either somebody who is tiny, like shoulder width, with a big ass, big hips, big boot. Like something about her makes her thick.
All right, so
the cuff.
When I think of slim thick, I think of someone medium height. So we'll say like a female Tiana between. She's tall. Is she not tall? She's tall to
Tiana
me.
Tiana Taylor is petite. She would not be slim thick. No, I think of Tiana as skinny.
We think of her as skinny. Me personally, I'm 5'4". So I say like 5'4 to 5'6 with a flat stomach, a medium size to thick ass with thighs. I feel like slim thick has something to do with the ass to thigh ratio.
I do as well. So when when y'all say slim thick, I'm thinking of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of like Pam from Martin. I'm thinking of...
I consider Pam skinny.
Because, I consider Pam
because
skinny too.
Me personally, I'm a heavier set girl. I'm 245, so I'm thick. Pam had a flat stomach, flat ass, medium sized thigh. Not flat ass. I'm sorry. I was talking
about Alex. Look is very much upset.
If looks could kill,
Alex said, "If y'all bitches think that was flat looks ass, could kill, no wonder y'all out here getting BBLs.
No doubt at all. Pam had that ass on her.
Is that a picture of Pam? Hugo?
But she could be considered slim.
Turn the camera because
she has
share with the group.
Is body. That Tiana Taylor?
No, she would be considered slim. No, we
consider her slim.
I wouldn't consider
that's
her slim
that's
thick.
Tiny.
She got to turn around. The thick part is when she turns around.
What if it's flat? Then
she's athletic.
Personally, I think 200 plus is thick, and then if you have a slim stomach, like workout or whatever the case may be, or genetics. Then you're slim thick.
Slim, I swear to God, slim thick as Tiana Taylor.
No, she's
slim. Maybe even Megan Thee Stallion.
But Megan is tall. She's also slim.
Slim and she's thick.
No, she's
slim with a fat ass.
So Cardi B, I think Cardi is like, what, 4'11", 5 feet?
She ain't slim thick.
She's slim thick.
No, she ain't.
I don't know if she's Cardi slim thick is because tiny. That's manufactured.
She's not slim thick.
But it's manufactured. I will say that. I will also say that slim thick can't be manufactured.
Slim thick is Tiana Taylor.
She is skinny.
She's not.
We're telling you from a woman's perspective.
And I'm telling you from a man who fucks women.
So, all right, so
we don't give a fuck about men who fuck women.
Well, you fuck women.
All right, listen, here's
not anymore.
I
don't like the way it tastes.
Here's the disconnect, okay?
Okay.
Y'all are giving it to us from y'all perspective. We're giving it to you from our perspective. So there is absolutely no way that we will meet in the middle because y'all are giving it to us from y'all point of view and it's our point of view. So the way y'all see other women is definitely not the way we see women. Because if we talk about how we see women, 9 times out of 10, it's talking about the physical, everything, and how we would probably put my dick somewhere around her, right?
I was about to ask y'all real quick, since Alex brought up that point.
What? We do not look at men in any kind of
way. I'm not saying you look at men. I'm not going there.
I'm about to say,
for women, because there's always been a thing of men will fuck anything in the dark.
That a woman's narrative has created.
I'm just asking.
Because no man in the history has ever said, yo, he would fuck anything in the dark.
So that's why I'm asking. A woman.
Because the light's got to be on before you get to the dark.
That's why I'm asking the males. Because I've watched My 600-Pound Life. And these bitches be married.
Yeah.
And them niggas be smashing.
Because it's not always about
the
outside. It's about the inside.
But you gotta reach the inside.
You laughing at your own bullshit right now.
You gotta reach the inside.
Because
penis people on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Men. Because you would not minimalize us to our muscle.
It's 2024, and there are women that are also okay penis
with
being, people.
I'm okay with that because I have a.
I was gonna say Alex is the one who started.
Yeah, he started the penis people. He Alex prefers to be okay. A penis person.
Oh, hey, hit me off.
So penis person.
Here I am. I'm a penis person.
Thank you.
Can't believe this.
We have as women.
I can't believe this.
As women, we have watched men smash women. That even as women, we've been like, huh?
But women are natural haters, so it doesn't.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. What do you think is unsmashable?
As a man?
As a man, yeah. I want to ask both of you, penis people, what is unsmashable?
I think that's preference for each
person. No, no, no. That's why I want to ask these two penis
people. Just bad hygiene.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I've heard that before. Yeah, that's bad hygiene. Yep. Is that it? So if she is 1,248 pounds.
It's no such thing.
That's what you think. Have you not watched Thousand?
We won't be in the same
place. Can't even function at that weight. What the fuck?
We won't be in the same vicinity.
Okay.
Why the fuck am I here with this whale?
She is 632 pounds.
Again, where are we?
But if she bends over, you can still see that roast beef pussy from the back.
No, you can't. Ew. It's 600 pounds. You can't.
Have y'all never watched?
No, you can't see it, bro. I'm
you
sorry.
You can't because they be bent over.
You can't see it.
It's still too you much can't. Fat around it. You can't see it.
I am dying on this hill.
Right, where are we at together? Why am I there?
She could be 6'4". You can be 6'4 and 600 pounds and you can't tell.
She's 6'4". 600 pounds.
She bends over.
Where are we?
A basketball court, my nigga. She's 6'4".
I'm not there. I don't even like basketball.
She's in my fucking living room.
I don't.
Bent over. Bent
she
the
ain't.
Fuck over.
Hey, yo, fam. Yo, wrap this up.
All right.
Hey, yo, wrap this up.
What is unsmashable?
I would say her. Right there in your corner. Right, bent over.
What is, for a man, other than bad hygiene, what is unsmashable?
So I'm a.
That's still subjective.
Yeah, I'm about to say what Kay
said. I'm asking
said.
You two.
So, also, our personal.
Yo, your personal preference. So, I will start with Alex. Alex, see, what is 100% I'm not putting my penis in that even when it's wrapped up in plastic?
Besides the hygiene?
Yes, besides the hygiene. Because I think even for women, right? If those balls smell weird, I'm not going near it. I ain't going to hold it. Not all women. No.
So,
if that's your kink. Because we know Juice likes a little bit of pussy with a tang. So, if that's your kink. And we're going to get to kinks in a second. That's okay.
That's what I do.
But I'm just saying, if those balls smell like skunk, I'm not going near it.
So, Alex, what is
unsmashable to you?
Besides the hygiene, yo, it's really the attraction thing. Or, like, it could be, like, even how she dressed. Like, if I'm looking at you, like let's say, all right, because nowadays y'all see a lot of women be outside and with heels and lingerie, and that's their outfit.
I hate that look.
So I'd be like, all right. So like me looking at it like, all right, I'd fuck you, or I look at you like, oh, you look nice, or you look fuckable, and then keep it pushing. Like ain't no mystery there, ain't no, you know what I mean, nothing. Be like, I wonder.
So that's unfuckable to you?
Like if it's really for me, if I'm not,
so there's no mystery.
Shit. I'm a little complicated when it comes to that. It's like I don't have a
so you would
preference.
Hit anything.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I won't hit anything.
She's gaslighting.
But
I'm not, because I'm just trying to get to the bottom of his statement.
I'm trying to get there. So I don't have a preference. However, if the vibe ain't there, or if I'm not liking the energy that you're emitting, then I'm not fucking with it.
Okay, so energy is big for you.
Yeah,
energy and hygiene. Juice, to you, what is unfuckable?
Energy. Energy is bad. Consent. You definitely need the consent.
Okay.
Let me know you want me.
There we go.
Consent. Love that. Physically, I mean, you would have to be shaped like a waffle, honestly, for me not to want to. You get what I'm saying? Like, even a pancake need love, but if you got mad nooks and crannies, I'm not going to hold you. It's going to take me a little while to get to where I need to get you. If I get there. So no waffle shapes.
Cool. Alex, and you know what? This will actually segue us into the next topic. Because for some people, the waffle shape is a kink. Some people like women who are shaped like boxes, right?
Well, I mean, again.
No, Juice likes people who are
if you're shaped like a box, but you got sex appeal.
Hey.
All right,
hey.
Then it's up.
Hey.
Okay.
But don't be a sexless box.
Oh my god! Yeah, don't be a soggy box. Don't be a sexless box.
Yeah, don't be a sexless
box. Be a little sexy. If you shape like SpongeBob, put a little belt in the middle.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Create a waist.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that will take me so juice. Which is really a great segue into my next topic. For some people, like I mentioned, that box is a kink, and unfortunately, in 2024, there are still people who judge other people's kinks, and I really don't understand.
We call that kink shaming.
We call that kink shaming.
Mm-hmm. We do call that kink shaming. And you shouldn't do that.
Right, because no.
Yeah, so I kind of want to segue into this topic. And the reason that we're talking about this topic tonight is because I feel like in 2024, kink shaming should be a thing of the past, right?
Should be.
I think at this point, how someone gets their rocks off is none of your business.
And, you know, we love giving definitions over here. So I do have the definition of kink shaming, which is the concept of intentionally invoking shame in others for their erotic desires, also to mock, shame, or condemn for a sexual preference or fetish.
Thank you, Kay. Mm-hmm. So we'll spin it around to you, Alex. Mm-hmm. Do you have a kink that you think people would shame you for?
And this is a safe space.
Yeah, there's no judgment here. You can say any, like, if you like women to take their tongue and stick it between your toes. Why is Juice now shaming? So when I talk about kink
I think
laughing at someone's kink can feel like a shame.
I don't think so.
Not necessarily.
It could feel like one.
It could feel like one.
But it's not.
So, Alex, do you have just something just off the wall that you're like, yo, this bitch did this shit to me one time? That if the next bitch do to me, I'm gonna be in love.
I would say, I think I really only had, I had a phase, right? Where,
don't shame yourself now.
I had a phase where this one girl was like, she was just down for whatever. And I think she was the reason why I started doing this, but it was short lived. But she was down for whatever, and we didn't use condoms. But she was on birth control, so I always pulled out. And it'd be sometimes she let me come on her face, sometimes let me come down her throat, whatever. So it was one time where we was talking about it. She's like, tell me what you want to come next. I said, you know what? I want to come in your butt. And I really was like,
the butt hole?
Yes, like I pulled
like in the hole.
Yes, like, okay. I pulled out.
Okay, nasty put, nigga.
I pulled out. Like, right about to come, I pulled out and put my head in there and just dumped off in a butthole.
Okay, sis. Can we get the burr for that, sis? I ain't gonna lie. That's a porn category. Okay.
After her, like, I did that shit to like maybe like three other girls in my whole life. But after that, it was like, yeah.
Wait, with consent? Like, did you say, can I come in your ass?
No, all of this is consensual.
I just want to make sure.
All of this is consensual.
I had to ask.
And ladies, here's the thing. I'm one of them. There's this video I saw on Instagram where it was like the men who will ask for consent and shit like that. Like, they be the ones that they be chill. They respect your boundaries and everything. But once you give them consent.
But once you give consent, it's over.
You're going to get the entire demon
you're
out of them. And I promise
the
you,
out.
Ladies, I'm one of them.
Okay.
Like, I'm very respectful of boundaries. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to be at peace with everything. But I'm not going to press the issue for sex and none of that shit. But once you give me consent to say, I'm down for this shit, and you're giving me the option to ruin your life, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
So do you think that's still like if your current whoever was like, yeah, I want you to like pull it out and like stick it in my butt to come. Do you think that's a kink that you still have or now is it just like a novelty?
I would say like novelty because I don't do it. It's not like something I need to do or something I desire all the time. But like if somebody ask me to do it, all right, cool, I could do it. But I will say something that I do like and I somewhat require, I like being choked.
Okay.
Like, if you ride me and you decide you want to choke me, yeah, do that
you with
shit.
The shits? Hell okay, yeah. I accept that kink. Juice, do you have...
I am in a different world right now.
Is that because of the tequila or the conversation?
Juice,
or both?
Do you have a kink that you feel like people shame you for? Or that you could be shamed for as a black heterosexual man? Because I feel like, and the reason I add that caveat is because I feel like sometimes, when I get around to my part, I feel like sometimes black heterosexual men are shamed for things mm-hmm. or labeled as gay.
Yeah.
When it's not gay at all because it involves a woman. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm asking. Do you have a kink that you think, like, as a black man, you wouldn't be okay?
I guess probably letting my woman fuck another nigga in front of me.
Okay.
That would probably,
so you got a little bit of a voyeur. Yeah, black man right. or white man? Does it matter?
Never thought about the white part. Not gonna lie to you. It's really a black kink.
Your voice is breaking up there. Yeah,
my voice is changing. it's really a black kink, I guess.
Drink some water, please. Yeah.
No, black kink. I never thought about the white man, but
so if a white man had your woman ankles at the ears, it's like black history smashing so that shit. Fuck,
is he Travis Kelce?
No.
Cause he
no,
can't
no,
be,
no lie. Travis Kelce.
Because he can't be a regular
if
white
Travis
guy.
Kelce smashes my bitch, I'm fighting him. Because I do not like Travis Kelce.
But he can't no be more. A regular
so,
white guy.
So I'm talking about, too. No, like.
It could be Jason Momoa.
It could be Jeff Bezos.
Who the fuck is Jason Momoa?
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Jason Momoa is not white. He's,
I know.
Hawaiian?
That's
the
yeah,
yeah,
so
I
think
of.
Samoan.
So no, I'm talking about like a Jeff Bezos.
Ew, bitch.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying, if a Jeff Bezos.
Am I getting paid?
No. Oh, maybe.
If it's, hey, yo, if it's Bezos,
no lie. If it's getting paid, baby, we
can see.
We got to do what we got to do.
Knock our shit loose, though.
There we go. Yo, I ain't going to lie. Looking at Jeff Bezos, I think Jeff Bezos would have some type of freaky kink like that. Like, he likes his woman to be, like, fucked by big black dick.
I can see that.
I could definitely see him having a BBC type of fetish.
Yeah.
Just because, like, he's balding. He's a little awkward. Screaming.
Hi, Jeff. So, I'm sliding my inbox. I'll let you do it.
No, hold on God. If he needed, if he needed like a stud to fuck his white queen,
hey,
yo, fam,
please hit up the Chilling with Juice podcast.
Cash at me. I'm coming. What? Through.
We're okay. Come on now. Waive my Amazon through. Prime fee for 2 years,
girl. Fuck
please,
that. I will give you my bank account information to wire me
I'm
some money.
Through.
What?
Okay, so Jeff, you know the Chilling with Juice podcast. For,
come on, Jeff Bezos.
We support your kinks.
Your white woman want that shit. I got
there
it.
You
we
go.
Got you,
Liz. What's your kink?
I'm a kinky bitch. I ain't gonna
lie. Oh, sookie.
Hence why I asked her before answering.
With women or with men?
We'll talk about men for now.
Okay, so I think with men, some of this shit, like, so number one, which I don't think is a kink, but apparently I found out it is a kink. I love with everything in me some good car sex. Like, if we are going down 695 in Maryland.
The fuck you mean? Actively driving?
Yes.
Oh, in motion?
Hey.
Honestly, that's a fantasy of mine.
Hey. And you are speeding down and like you know like and even in Baltimore City where they got potholes and you might hit a pothole and like shove your dick in my like in my throat because it's a pothole, right? So like you can't even control like the
oh, so you're talking about giving a head while driving.
Oh yes. I'm not trying to fuck you. I don't want to die. No. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
You thought you were talking about you sitting on your lap.
So I would do sex while driving on the highway.
I believe it.
That's one of my fantasies. I read that shit in a book one day, and I was like, I really want
to
try that.
So I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, listen, we already talked about this. I am 4'11". I drive a Chevy Equinox with dark tints. Like, even if you're standing next to my car, you cannot see into my car because I am 100% for fucking on the highway, not city, because I don't want to get to the red light and you know like you know a crackhead looking at you like damn that bitch over here taking her dick
and I will
so I think I would be okay with voyeurism in a controlled space like a sex club type of situation.
You ever been to Taboo?
No, but I would go. I wanted to go. I ain't gonna
lie.
We
have to take a group trip to
yes chilling well, with Liz podcast is going to Taboo.
The only way men can go is that we're accompanied by women.
Oh, we're the Chilling with Liz podcast.
Only way we can
is gonna go to Taboo and let you.
We gotta plan it.
So I would be okay with fucking, but I'm talking about like when it comes to like giving head, and even though niggas say that they're adventurous, because I like sucking dick, so even though niggas say that they're adventurous, a lot of men are not adventurous.
No, because I mean I've heard women say that a lot of men are freaky, but men their definition of freaky is
it's not my definition.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I will say I think that's a kink of mine. Like I love to give head in any car situation. I love fucking in the car. Like I said, I'm tiny. I have a Chevy Equinox. When men ask me, like, yo, why you got this big ass car? Because I like the fuck niggas that are at a minimum of 5'9".
If you gonna give car head, it can't. You have to be good at giving. Not you, but in general, you got to be good at giving head. A lot of people are mid.
I used to play this game red light, like every time a red light while we were driving, I would give head. And like he would try to stop me.
My type of game.
He would try to stop me when it turned green. Like,
I'm going ham. If we the thing. So I am not mid at head. I will say that from feedback that I've received from men.
It's the feedback.
I'm definitely top five, and I promise you I'm in the top
two. Number five. or four.
I will say I've been giving head to niggas where niggas have pulled over and been like, bitch, if you don't stop, we're both gonna die. And I think that's a kink to me. I'm not gonna hold you. I think that's a kink. Like when I'm giving head so good that a nigga goes, my eyes are closed, and I'm like, kill us both.
Listen, when they gotta push me off.
I love it.
Yo, don't push me off. I'm going.
I'm going hard.
I'm in my lane.
If you try to push me off, nigga, I'm gripping your thighs and I'm not moving. And even if we both might die, it'll be okay.
It was worth
so
it.
So I think that's a kink. Because I think if it ever got to the point, no, because the reason I say this a kink, though, is because if a nigga starts swerving, I'm going to stop.
Literally,
I'm going to stop. If a nigga starts swerving.
Y'all see the definition of I'm going to die for that dick.
Well.
So when it comes to the, if I'm getting ahead and the shit is like that good, so first of all, I'm not a minute man, but I'm not trying to come and then be like, damn, now I got to wait a little bit before I can give you some dicks. So I'm going to tell you. Unless you want me to come down your throat, I need you to slow down a little bit so I can come fuck the shit up.
Oh, coming and what down my Alex, throat is Alex not a just problem. Said, I think that's a kink for me, too. Coming I like making a nigga come. Yeah, like, when a nigga goes, it. If you don't stop,
I'm about to
literally,
come.
That makes me go girl, harder.
I'm finna take then, it up to 10 notches,
and then when
the
nigga comes, I swear to God, I turn.
The smile?
The smile. Y'all know that emoji where it's like the demon smile? I literally turn into that fucking emoji. And I think that's a kink though. Because literally I will literally sit there and be like, hee, hee, hee,
hee, hee, hee. I'm so proud of myself. And I feel accomplished.
And men be like, I didn't even make you come. You didn't have to make me come because I made you. It's different if a man comes of his own volition. Mm-hmm, but if a man goes, I'm not trying to come, and they trying to hold it in, and you're like, no, I'm
when
gonna,
they try to I'm hold
finna,
it in.
I'm finna take this nut.
Yeah.
And when you take it from them, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, I did that.
I did that. Yeah. I think that's a kink. And because I understand that other, I think that's a kink because the next day, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. The next day I go to work, like, yeah, I'm that bitch.
I swear.
Yeah, I'm that bitch.
I swear. I could be having the shittiest day. But in my head,
if I take that nigga come from head, especially come on listen, now. Especially a man who talks all type of shit, men who be like, I don't come. My favorite one is the ones that say, I don't come
talk
from
about,
head.
Talk about
little
it.
Little do you know.
Little do you know. You finna meet demon time.
Because that makes you, and I see Juice's face right now.
Yeah.
But I think as a woman, and maybe it's a kink of mine, right? When a man tells me, I can't come from head.
You just haven't met your
literally.
Match.
You have literally like laid down the gauntlet, and now, nigga, not only are you coming from head, but as soon as you come, I'm finna lean up with a big ass smile on my face, and I'm gonna be like,
I thought you said you ain't come from head.
And even if I don't get off sexually from it, I get this internal satisfaction. I get like an internal satisfaction where I'm just like. Like, you can't tell me I'm not that bitch.
Because I am.
You can't. Because I am. You can't. I am. So I think that's a kink.
Yeah.
And I definitely, because for some men, they're like, yo, I'm never going to fuck with you again. Because why would you do this? Why would you do it? Like, because I feel like some men feel emasculated from it.
And but if they enjoy it, so it doesn't matter.
No, no, no. I've fucked with men who are like, I don't like that. Because I feel like it takes something from them. So that's my kink. I think my kink, honestly, I think my kink is making niggas come when they don't want to. I think that's a kink that I have, and I'm not willing to work on it. I want to fuck with niggas who want to tell me I'm you ain't gonna make me come. Little do you know. Kay, what's your kink?
Shit, at this one, I think I covered my kink with your kink. I really don't know. I don't know if gagging while giving head is a kink. I don't
know. That's a kink.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I don't like that kink.
I enjoy it.
Like that feeling of like almost throwing up.
I didn't enjoy
no judgment,
first.
But
I didn't enjoy
that
at first. But
I don't. Really
it grew
think,
on you.
I don't really think that's a kink. I think that's more so like a part of your. What is it like your skill set? Like some girls, they have no gag reflexes, or they hate gagging. And you got some girls who have gag reflexes, but they make that a part of that shit. So that's like you gagging. Here goes more spit. Here's more sloppy toppy and all that. Cool.
No, I don't like that though. Like I think like for So when you talk about like gagging, you mean like the dick is so far in your throat, like you feel like you're gonna throw it and you can't breathe. That's not my kink. Like I don't, I like to be, you know what I think? I think it's a control kink.
I don't think it's necessarily my kink. I think the satisfaction he gets from it, like my dick is deep in this bitch's throat. I'm like, the dick is, it's growing. So if I got a gag, I got a gag.
I understand that.
If that's what it is.
And but I also think like as women, when we talk about like kink shaming, even that whole conversation, right? I feel like other women are going to listen. Like, I can't believe that bitch just said she likes to make niggas come. You know, she, because I think as women, right, we get judged a lot. Like, if we don't come, women are like, oh, that nigga whack because he didn't make you come. I think as a woman, I don't care if I don't come.
You got to make yourself come.
No, but I'm saying I get off on making niggas come.
You got to be able to find, as I feel like, in my un-woman opinion, I feel like as a woman, you got to know how to make yourself get off.
Yeah, like all women don't come the same way. Me, I come from clit stimulation. All women don't come the same. Some come from stimulation like penis penetration. But
just recently, I used to be just like you. Just recently, I've realized I come from a man who knows what he's doing. So for the first time in my life now in the past year.
You are a sick fuck. What do you mean? You are a sick fuck. Yo.
Why?
Yo, listen. Every
I feel shame right
no,
now.
No, 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 no.
Every, no, no, no. No shame.
No, no, no shame. Everything you have said, you are a sick fuck. Oh. You said, in part one, she said that she will suck dick with the phone or to her ear talking with the dick in her mouth, right? So cool bet. And also in part one, she said she needs to hear shit. She needs to hear it. Now she's also saying, hey, you are a sick fuck.
You know, to piggyback off of you,
you are sick.
From part one, when you said disgusting. Talking on the phone.
Got the COVID.
I've done that, but not with a man. Like, I was fucking what? My ex.
Who were you on the phone with?
No, I was fucking my ex, and like, somebody called.
Who called?
Who saved my best friend?
It was like, I was saying better than your grandmother.
Girl, fuck no. Absolutely not. No, it was like a best friend, like a home girl. And I'm like, hey, I'm busy.
Would you ever answer a dick suck on FaceTime?
No.
No.
Why that's, not? Why no. Why not?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why that's a whole other level. It could be a kink, but that's a whole other level.
No, unless, I'm saying. No, I'm
unless
saying.
The guy is like, answer that shit.
No. Okay, cool. Bet.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that answer.
Yeah, yeah. If he says but answer that your, shit, I'm going to be like.
But if it's your female best friend. Okay, no matter of fact.
Yeah.
I got something for you. You're sucking a male's
appendage.
Penis. Mm-hmm.
An appendage.
And your female friend calls.
Mm-hmm. Me.
FaceTime.
I call.
Mm-hmm. He says, he notices it. He sees it. You pick it up to see what it is. And this is the FaceTime.
You sucking juice dick and I call.
Would you answer it while you're sucking dick? Would you answer that FaceTime?
My initial thought would be no. Because one, she has my location. If it's Liz, she has my location, so she knows where I'm at. She know, baby. She checked my location 2 hours ago. First and foremost, hypothetically, I'm at Juice Place. I'm sucking his dick. I've been there for 2 hours. First and foremost, on my way here, I was letting her know, bitch, I'm finna go to Juice House and suck some dick.
That cool. Part.
She called me 2 hours later because she thought I'm gone because she didn't check my location. I look at it. I'm like, well, damn, I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her I'm still here. You like, go ahead, answer. I'm like.
While you're in the act of sucking dick.
If
because you, I already know where
if
she
you
is.
You give me permission to answer it, I'll answer. Otherwise,
we need consent.
Otherwise,
here.
That bitch is going to voicemail.
Answer it.
Otherwise, it's going to voicemail.
I think, answer it. Because I think part of that is also a consent question, right?
Answer it.
Yeah. But my story,
you
I just,
don't even
I just
need
realized,
consent with me.
I'm screaming.
Answer it.
My story, I wasn't sucking dick. I was probably doing, like, getting back shots.
Oh, I'll
and
answer.
Then, and then I was like,
I've answered on FaceTime like, back
then
shots.
I was like, hold on, I got to take this call. And I walk out the room, and then that nigga follows me, and it's like, yo, just bend over. I'm like, well,
answer
hold
it.
On. I'm like, hold.
Answer
and
it.
I'm like, hold on. I'm, answer I'm it. On the phone. And
answer
shit,
it.
Shit just happened.
Alex, are you with it? Are you telling her to answer it?
Me. Answer it.
On FaceTime.
You're giving back shots. Are you answering the phone while you're giving back
am
shots?
Am I answering it for yeah. who? For a female of mine? Or my homeboy?
Your homeboy.
Yeah. Alex calls you while you're giving back shots.
My phone not even near me. I don't know Alex called me.
We in the bedroom. Your phone is on the dresser.
On the charger.
Unless I'm if I'm recording, then that's different. But I'm
no, I'm not answering.
If I'm recording, but I'm still not answering. Like, I have. So I remember one time I was on the phone with my LB. And when he called me.
LB means line brother. Guys, I just like that.
Yeah, so my LB called me, and when he called me, I was chilling with the girl I was dealing with at the time, and like as we're on the phone, she starts sucking my dick, and I was like, I was on the phone as she's doing it, but I'm like, I'm not telling her to stop.
So I will say, I think that's also a kink of mine. And I think for most women, right? If a nigga who I have had penis interactions with is in a serious situation around me,
I'm going to suck his dick
even harder. I'm going to suck his dick because I'm a goofy bitch. I'm going to suck his
dick even harder.
I think because I'm goofy.
Because I want to see if you can keep up the act.
Yeah, even if I'm not in a dick-sucking mood, if a nigga around... Here we go. If his
sick fucks.
No, if his boss calls him like, yo, where you at? I'm finna be like...
But see, the only reason like, I would do that...
My little inner demon comes out.
Yeah, so the only reason I would do that, hypothetically, we in the car, I'm feeling on your lap while we driving, you get a call. You already at that point, and I'm at that point, and you get a serious call. Oh, baby, I'm finna go to town on your dick to see if you can handle the pressure.
I'm for it.
Sick fox.
I think a lot of women don't want to admit to it, so I really don't think like that's a shame. I think when I think about like kink shaming, because that's how we got on this topic, I think that people shame things that normal people do. Like honestly. Sucking dick in the car is a normal shit. Mm-hmm. You be like the number of women. I think when I think about like kink shaming that's coming up now, and maybe it's gone away actually. Remember like eating man? Remember when eating ass was like a shameful kink?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm almost.
How do we get here?
Hold on, I don't know.
Do you remember, Kay, and I'm asking you, not man ass, woman ass. Do you remember when niggas used to lie about eating ass?
Yeah, when it was first becoming popular or well known, I should say. When it was first becoming well known.
Come on, one time daddy right here, baby. First time on the road.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, when it was first becoming well known, everybody was like, I don't eat ass. Why would I do that? I don't eat ass. And then you had some random nigga who was like, of course I eat ass.
After Jhené Aiko came out with that, he better eat the groceries. Mm. I feel like all of a sudden, every nigga came out with,
that's exactly what it seemed like.
I eat ass.
Well, no, I kind of feel like that opened women up to having that ass eaten.
Women were getting their ass eaten.
She said it.
Yeah, I think both.
So now it's so like, okay, cool bet. I'm going to let him play
because
in my
backyard.
Because
I remember the conversation, it was like, what the fuck is eating groceries? I remember like that conversation either being online or in person. People were like, what does that even mean?
Because I knew I'm eating ass for the first time. Because
you're a pro.
I touched a woman.
Right.
You're.
I mean, but so I feel like that was like, so do you guys think that you have seen an evolution of kink shaming over the years?
Yeah.
Like, are there things that you felt like were taboo when you first started fucking that now are like normalized?
Me personally, no. I never had any taboos, any questions.
I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying in society.
No, I never judged anything anyone said that they wanted to do. Right.
Juice is a very sexually liberated. Yeah, I would say Juice is the most sexually liberated black man that I know.
I never judged
at this point.
Go ahead, Alex. Like, times have changed, yo. Like, can't ignore that. And I'm pretty sure y'all seen this, but y'all probably didn't think about it in this aspect. But, like, back in the day, like, let's say 90s, early 2000s or whatever, video vixens, shaking ass in the music videos, oh, you're degrading of women, da-da-da-da. Now, bitches be twerking for likes. That's a whole twerk
team. It's worse than that now.
I mean, like, now girls is twerking like it's a sport. Same thing with sucking dick. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, only the nasty bitches suck dick. Yeah, and nasty.
Suck dick openly or suck dick.
Period. Okay. Only sex workers and the nastiest of nasty women was sucking dick back in the day. Now,
poor boobies.
As y'all have so eloquently displayed, sucking dick is a sport these days.
And it is.
And so now times have changed.
And
so
we have gold medals.
Times have changed. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Kay, do you think you have seen the sexual evolution or like kink shaming, like things that you felt like were shamed? While you're thinking of that, because I see you thinking.
I want to say yes, only because I was sheltered growing up. So a lot of shit that was most likely regular to other people, I was like, oh my God, y'all do that? That's crazy. And also, besides like my two best friends that I went to high school and middle school with, I don't hang out with many people my age. I hang out with people at least 5 to 10 years older than me.
Who suck dick on the low? Because I ain't gonna lie. I felt like my mom's generation, my mom is in her 60s. I felt like my mom's generation, they try to act like they didn't suck dick. Like my mom knows I suck dick, right?
Because
I
don't, women
not because she has ever, right, so, you know, not you because know, she has ever seen me.
You know, honestly.
Not
In all seriousness, dog, I honestly feel that was a wild ass statement.
No.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Alex. I feel like I need to explain myself because I feel like I was just shamed.
No, you don't. I got you. While that was a wild ass statement to say, however, I feel as though our parents at this point in life, especially for those who have kids or with the way sex is everywhere in the world today, I really think that our parents know that we do everything.
Oh my God.
No. What is that. No, time out. So real quick, just to circle back. Uh-huh. The reason that my mother knows is because, like I said, I've dealt with women, right? My mom has always been the type of person and the type of mother, which is why the type of mother that I am, right? I do have an 8-year-old. Where my mom has always said, I don't care what you do as long as you do it under my house. Because because I know that you're being safe, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever feel like it's a consent issue, you can come to me. If you need condoms, because I'm allergic to latex.
I know my mom is like,
no, my mom has always been. So I remember when I was gay, right? One time my mom borrowed a headband.
Listen, my mom borrowed a headband.
No, it was a headband with butterflies on it. And my mom goes, are these butterflies on the gay side? And I was like, what's the gay side? She's like, I mean, I just don't want people thinking that, like, I eat pussy or anything. And literally, I stared at my mother and was like, Mom, people are not going to think that you eat pussy because your butterflies are on the left side. I've had conversations with my mom about, in the past, about sucking. And my mom has always told me, listen, my parents have been separated for almost 30 years. My dad is still in love with my mother. And my mother has no problem telling me.
She sucked that dick.
Exactly. My mom says, you inherited your skills from somewhere.
Somewhere.
And it wasn't from the good Lord. And okay. I said, you nasty bitch.
Come
on here, Mom.
Nasty bitch.
Come on here, Mom.
But I love it for you.
We love that. But no, like, honestly, our parents do be knowing what we be doing. Because no lie, the other night, I was leaving out the house to go to a dick appointment. My grandmother was like, where you going? I was like, to hang out with a friend. She was like, male or female? I'm like, male. She was like, my friend used to call that a fuck buddy. I said,
listen, the parents be hip to this shit. Like,
this is my grandmother that's about to be 75.
Can you please talk about the video you sent me of your grandmother told you the other night?
Yo.
Can you send it to Juice so he can play this? Send it to Juice.
It's a long video, so.
Just the part that applies. But what I will say is when I talk about kink shaming, right? So like I said, my mother knows I suck dick. I don't care, right? It's an open thing. I don't give a fuck. If my daughter finds out I suck dick, I'm like, well, how did you think you got here? It didn't come from my riding skills, baby girl. She can run this shit back. It didn't come from my riding skills. You're welcome. I'm sure you inherited the fucking skills. When I talk about kink shaming and in this generation, like, what counts as, like, too far, I will say that, like, so for men, I will say it has started with playing in men's butts. Like, I feel like that is something that is now starting to come around to be normalized.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When I talk about kink shaming. So, you know, back in the day, and not even back in the day, back in when I'm 33 now, back when I was even 23, 10 years ago, you was not eating a man ass. Okay. It just wasn't wildly accepted.
Okay. I just received something to my mobile device. I don't know what it is because I have not clicked play. And our studio, non-studio audience live, I'm going to share this with you in live time. This is real. This is real. I don't know what is happening when I click play.
Yikes. Somebody's cranny.
I have no clue, but I want you to hear it with me. Holy shit.
That's dangerous.
Team, listen.
Janelle used to call him. I said, Janelle,
I'm not saying that.
I said, Janelle. She said, well, I got a fuck buddy. All I need is a dick.
Somebody's grandmother.
Right, Janelle. Well, then you got a hot mess. You got to get some booty.
Someone's grandmother reference. Hey. Fuck buddy.
Mm-hmm. And get some booty.
I'm coming back. I'm going to hang out.
Grandma said,
No, wait for grandma to hit the line.
She said, you got drawers on? She said that bitch ain't got no drawers on.
So, Juice, you can turn it down. So what I will say is this is where grandmother, like this is where I talk about like the evolution of kink shaming, right? This is someone's grandmother talking to their grandchild, talking about you got a fuck buddy, you ain't got no drawers on, you about to go give up some booty. Like when it comes to like kink shaming and kinks, like how far is too far?
Yo, it's crazy that when I say, even jokingly used to say, somebody help, I need an adult, and these was the adults I was talking about. Oh my God.
These adults say you finna get that booty.
Oh shit.
Like how far is too far? How far is too far? Our grandmothers, our churchly grandmothers know we fucking. Bitches out here eating ass and fingering male booty holes. Like how far is too far? What is too far? What does it even mean to have a shame around a kink anymore?
There's no boundary though.
There is no boundary because you can find your own community for that kink.
And also in midst of set action is when typically when you discover what you like, what you want to happen to you and all type of shit like that. Like that happens. Like she done put a knuckle in you and then boom, now you want a finger in you. Like you don't know until
how does the consent, so Juice, this is coming for you.
Conversation.
How does the consent get there? Like, how does a woman bring up? I mean, but how do you bring it up? Yo, I'm trying to nickel your booty hole. Knuckle your booty hole?
Well, no, I've never had anyone said that.
So that's what I'm asking you. How does the conversation come up?
I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation as my butt cheeks are clenching up mid-combo. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
So, Alex, is this too far? Do you think that this is something, like, at this point, do you feel like this is something that people should be shameful of? I guess
I mean, it's, so like they said, you know, a few minutes ago, yeah, man, it's... Everybody has a kink, and if you're ashamed of your kink, but you like to do it, there is a community for you that will openly welcome you and your kink, and you won't got to feel ashamed or anything. But there, if you feel like it's something that I, in my opinion, if this is a kink that you have, but you feel like you have to hide it from your significant other or the world or whatever the case may be, then maybe it's something that you really need to evaluate. Like, yo, this is something I probably shouldn't be doing or some shit like that.
If a woman wants to play with a man's ass, shit, tell you.
But I mean, all right.
I know a woman who openly says she eats ass. She
okay, so I'm not, all right, let's move away man's from man butt. Ass. Let's move away
she
from
eats
man
a man's butt.
Butt. I don't think there's anything wrong with me eating man ass. It's not my kink.
Neither.
That's not a kink. That's some shit.
Are you saying men cannot wipe their assholes correctly?
I'm
it might not
saying,
be no
that
shit
is
back
some
there.
Wild shit.
Is she the shit? You ain't even a fart.
There are women who will tell you if that's something that they want to
no,
do.
No, and I understand it, but all right, let's move away from that kink, right? So let's say I've dealt with a man before who his kink was he liked for you to like suffocate him with the pussy. And I used to be scared because I didn't want to kill him.
You're scared? That can be arranged.
I was scared. I was scared.
Just,
I was scared.
Baby,
I was scared.
Just have him sign a form beforehand.
No, once again, I'm somebody who does not enjoy head.
Who the fuck has a printed form?
Him wanting to be suffocated is something they've talked about beforehand.
But so once he talks about that, you go to your computer in Microsoft Word.
No. Here's
the thing. And you draft up a fucking document.
Nope. In my mind,
to print out to have him sign.
No. In my mind, the first time one of the first times we fucked, he's like, I want you to suffocate me. I'm scared. I'm not going to suffocate you. I can't get no homicide charge. However, when I come back for the next time.
You want to have a form?
I am.
Come on.
Because you're going to sign this shit because
so
I'm not going to jail.
My question is, so I'm going to start with the men and then I'll circle around to the women. Men, how do you ask for something that you feel like society has shame for?
I want that.
That's not
straight
it.
Off the muscle. That, listen,
how do
you
approach
boom,
that conversation?
What you mean? I want that. Can,
bitch,
are,
kill me.
Are you into this? I'm asking you. Straight. I like this type of shit. Can you do this for me?
At what point in time? Like over dinner?
The beginning.
Where is
via
the beginning?
Via text.
So y'all are texting him like,
hey, what's your favorite color? Can you suffocate me, bitch?
Thank you, Juice.
Off rip.
Hey.
Not
Alex.
Playing. Don't waste my time.
It's a list of questions you got to answer before
okay.
we even go all right, further.
I'll accept that. Alex. How do you ask a woman for something that you feel like might be outside of your kink? Like, yo, like, how do you approach the, because you said your kink was choking me. How do you approach the can you choke me conversation?
Small like a real nigga.
Like, do you wait till, like, you're in the moment? Like, oh, yeah, keep your hand there. Or, like, do you preface it? Like, I like this shit. Like,
choke me, bitch.
I'm talking to Alex.
You get a king. It's okay.
Juice must have been there. Because, you know, that's his voyeur region. kink. Juice must have watched this live.
No, so like, Hugo? I would say
not Alex.
I would say like if we're in the middle of having sex and she decides to slide her, slide her hand on my throat. Most likely, I'm going to give that demon smile or bite my lip or something and let her know, like, yeah, bitch, keep doing this. I like this.
We love a lip bite.
We do love it. Listen, lip bites and man moans.
And then I'm probably going to choke you back or.
We love that.
It's going to be a mix of three reactions. It's either I'm going to bite my lip and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to bite my lip and I'm going to choke you back. Or I'm going to bite my lip and I'm going to grab you and pull you closer to me and. I'm gonna say some shit. Yeah.
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above in no particular order. What was the question?
Yeah. Oh, the question was something that people have shamed, like kink shame.
Oh, like how do I bring it about?
How do you bring it about? Like it doesn't have to be playing with niggas' ass. It could be shit like
it could just be me sucking dick for enjoyment, right?
It could be shit like how you said how you like when niggas are like deep in your throat and gagging you. How do you approach that conversation of yo, I want you to gag me with your dick?
So honestly, that's something I don't approach until we're in the moment. Because you know, like I gotta put on an innocent act at first. Like I'm just a nice girl, wear glasses, you know. Nothing too heavy. And then like drinks start flowing. We start talking that good talk. That good shit, we might start rubbing on each other. Then I'm like, how far can your dick go down my throat?
While the dick is in your throat?
No. Before it gets in my throat. This is pre-throat. Before it gets in. And then he's probably going to respond, do you want to find out? And be like, yeah, that's why I asked.
Okay. I will say, I'm the type of bitch where I don't. So I'm into, in addition to like just the car shit, like I'm into like some freaky shit. Like not like needles and blood. Don't fucking cut me. We're not going all the way to 100 here.
No. Fuck that. Give us one of the freakiest shit that you're into.
I am into. I'm very much into like control and domination because I'm a boss bitch. I'm into a nigga controlling me. So I have told niggas like, yo, when you hit my door, I want you to tell me like, yo, bitch, shut the fuck up. So and like just lay on like the bed. I love being dominated.
Sick fuck.
There we go.
I told you that.
I love being dominated.
So call you a bitch.
You can call me a bitch in that setting. Gotcha. Bitch, don't call me a bitch at in 5 guys. In a regular conference. Someone fucking fight you.
At 5 guys.
don't be like, bitch, pay for this shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking to?
But what if I want to have sex with you later?
No.
Because now you're in public. I'm not into humiliation.
Unless... On the car ride there, you talking that good talk,
and you're telling me like, yo, when we talking pull up in this sweet bitch, shit. If you're telling me like, yo, when we
complex,
no, if you telling me,
got we're it. Telling you now, so that's not complex. So, we're literally giving you an outline.
But the question was, how do I approach this?
Still complicated.
I think men naturally will flow into that role because I am fucking trouble in this 411 package. So I'm the type of bitch where like a dude will tell me something, and I'm picking. If a dude tells me like, yo, I know I get jealous, I'm like, yo, you know somebody. I looked at my ass today. This nigga texted me. And I know I'm poking.
That's gonna rile
him up. I'm poking. And then when I'm just doing shit and I just get up and a nigga get up after me, like choke me and like put me up against the wall, like, bitch, I'm so sick of your shit. I'm like, are you? How sick of my shit are you?
Right. Show me
how sick of me you are.
Show me how mad you are.
So
because the more mad you are, the harder you finna go.
Yeah, and
I think that
evolves into other things though. So I do think I do have like a brat kink, I think is what it's called. I think I have a brat kink and I definitely have like a domination, but it's because at work, you ain't gonna dominate me at work. At work, you tell me some shit, please sit the fuck down.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Who the fuck are you talking to? Sit the fuck down and let me, no, we're not doing this. But I think in the space of my personal space, right? If a man comes to me and I'm like, I want to do this. And he's like, I don't give a fuck what you want to do. I'm like, yes, you do. And he's like, I really don't. I think like the freakiest point that it has ever gotten to, I've messed with a man who we've had to talk about like safe words. And like, he's come into like my space and he's been like, you remember your safe word? And I'm like, yeah, I know my safe word. And he's like, cool. And then like, he comes into my space and he's like, I'm about to fuck you. And I'm like, I'm not even wet. He's like, I don't fuck what you are. And I'm like, okay.
Well, now I am.
And then I'm like, well, I don't want to fuck. And he's like, I don't want to fuck with, like, I'm into that shit. Like, so into that shit that I'm just
but
like.
But it's consensual.
It's consensual.
It's consensual.
Because I know if I'm really not into it, I can save my safe word.
Yeah.
But it's niggas who will be like, we'll be watching TV and he's like, yo, suck my dick. I don't want to suck dick. That's not what the fuck I said. I don't want to suck dick. Give me your throat. And I'm like,
happy dance.
Happy dance.
Happy, happy.
And the whole time, I'm like mad sucking dick, but like, I'm not really mad. So I am into some freaky shit. So, but approaching that conversation, especially as a black woman, I've had black men tell me like, you want me to disrespect you? And I'm like, oh, just a little bit. Just a little bit. So I think when it comes to that level of like kink shame, when I feel like men shame me for it, I'm like, you're not the man for me. Even though you could be if you opened up your mind. I don't want to play with your ass. I want you to tell me what you want me to do. So with that, women, go after what the fuck you want. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Chilling with Liz is telling you, go after what the fuck you want.
I don't have nothing else.
This is wild.
This is wild. And I feel like we're going to end it
this
right
This is a great two episodes, guys.
Here.
Yeah.
Hi, shouts guys. Out to y'all.
I love it here.
Yeah,
this episode what you doing, was sponsored by tequila. Amongst
from
other
Casa
drinks.
Migos, yes.
Hey, man, listen, shout out to all the queens that
like
love sucking dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to everybody who has a kink. You are not queens. You are not shamed, okay? Mm-hmm.
Not by the gentlemen of this podcast.
And not by the women
either.
Feel
as though you're going to be shamed by those around you or in your circle, whatever, hopefully you find a safe space where that your kink will not have you be shamed or looked at sideways.
Amen.
And you continue to do what the fuck you do.
And shouts out to Alex for being on fucking time.
Let's
this
go.
This has been the Chillin' with Juice podcast. We out.
Hey. Come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
I gotta be like my nigga chilling with Juice. Stack this paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain or shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna
this
be life.
Can't
nobody complain,
production.
They always saying exactly come around. And trust me, I'm not laying.